This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. It's an easy question. Why can't we all just be Americans? Pretty simple, isn't it? But sadly, no. I don't know about you, but I'm disgusted with society right now. We can't all just be Americans. No, we have to be some splinter group of one kind or another. First, it was racial. Yes, everything and everyone that said anything or did anything was a racist. It really didn't matter what you did or said. The talking heads would find you guilty of being a racist. You ate a donut? Well, wait, was it a chocolate donut? Or perhaps a white sugar donut? Well, you're just a racist. Ridiculous? Well, yes, it is. And it was the marching song for America for quite some time last year, and still is. If you had a different view from someone else, well, you were a racist, even though most of the time that observation made no sense whatsoever. And if you were a white male, well, you were just guilty all the time. Then, while we were dealing with all the racist hustle, along came woke and inclusive. Yep, again, it really didn't matter what you did or what you said. You were either guilty of not being woke enough, whatever that means, or you were simply not being inclusive in your actions. Now, think about that. I would bet if you went out on the street and asked passerbys what woke means, they wouldn't know. Some might think it's the yellow part of an egg. How about inclusive? Would they know what that was? Probably not inclusive of what or who or whatever. They'd probably just look at you and shake their head. Yet that was and still is the nation penchant for dividing and grouping Americans. But then when you thought it couldn't get any worse, well, now everything is trans. No, it's not the car, the Trans Am, it's transsexual. Maybe you're a girl who's actually a boy, or maybe you're a boy who's actually a girl. It really doesn't matter, because whatever or whomever you look at, make sure you use the trans lens to apply it to that situation. Again, we have a small minority of our population that seems to dictate the news and the ongoing public conversation. There's a raging dispute about helping young children change their sex and identity while hiding it from their parents. That is disturbing at any level, yet in our new trans society, it's simply to be accepted. Hogwash. Racial? Woke? Inclusive? Trans? Well, they seem to come up with another ridiculous word to describe the ongoing demise of our American way of life each and every day. Here's my favorite. A small child walks up and puts a six-pack of beer on the counter. The clerk shakes his head and says, "No way, you're too young." But the young child steps back, looks at him, and says, "But I identify as a 21-year-old female." This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.